Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hi, and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. We're here, just the two of us today on a Monday morning. And this came up in a coaching call where I was advising one of my clients how to start to tune into her sacral again. And so if you are a generator or a manifesting generator, I'm about to share my favorite tip for tuning into your sacral response. So this episode was totally geared to you. So the biggest problem that I see with generators, with manifesting generators, I'm going to say generators probably throughout the rest of this episode. So just know that I'm speaking for this entire episode. Anybody who has a sacral defined, which is going to be a generator or a manifesting generator, okay? So the biggest problem that I see with a lot of generators and manifesting generators is they don't know what their sacral feels like. They think they know, but they don't. And part of the reason for that is that they haven't really tuned into it. They're still in their minds. And a big part of that problem is that they haven't really proven to themselves that it works. So it's easy for the mind to override it. Because we say things like, I want to follow sacral response. I feel like I'm following my strategy and authority, but I still am frustrated. I'm still finding myself in all of these situations where I don't think my energy is being used very well. And part of the reason is that what we're doing with strategy and authority and with human design is we're taking the power away from the mind. And the mind is very powerful. It's where our limiting beliefs live. This is why we stay in patterns that do not serve us and serve the goals, the dreams, and the vision that we have. And our brain is designed to keep us safe. So our mind takes over, and we're very used to following the mind. We're very used to logically making decisions. And human design says the mind is a tool. It is not a decision-making tool. The mind is here for conceptualizing. The mind is here for inspiring and processing information. But the mind is not here to make decisions, not for anybody. Now, that's a big shift for us to make. And even though you might say, I know that strategy and authority will lead me somewhere. I think human design is definitely powerful. I've seen it work. I see the truth in it. Even if you're saying those things, your subconscious mind might be saying, don't believe that. That's not safe. You're going to follow your gut? No, trust me. So that's where the shoulds and the have to's all come in, because your brain is telling you, I have to do that. Even though your sacral is saying, don't you dare do that. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to help you do that. And then we end up in frustration. So what ends up happening is they don't follow and trust sacral because they haven't proven to themselves that it works, that good things happen when generators follow their sacral. Good things happen when you work with your sacral on rather than with it off. They might have had glimpses of it here and there, but not a true proven, I get it now. That takes experimentation. That takes practice. And until you do that, following strategy and authority to your mind and your subconscious mind that is still running the show, it is still saying that following sacral is just something that someone told you to do. It's not really proven. We don't really believe it. We haven't really taken the power away from the mind. In order to do that, we have to actually take it away. We have to actually follow something different and prove to ourselves that this works. So if you're a Manny Gen who is feeling frustrated or stuck, if you're feeling like you are busy all the time, but you don't have the results that you're looking for, or if you feel like you should be further along in your journey, if you're saying any of those things, or you're just feeling like, I think I'm doing it, but I'm not getting the benefit, then this episode is for you. And at least test, because human design is not a belief system. You don't have to subscribe to a belief. You just have to do it. You just have to try it. And you're going to find that once you do it, you don't want to do it the other way. And it's something that you prove to yourself, not necessarily a dogma that you have to believe in. You don't have to believe in where it comes from. I don't care if you think that it's your sacral. Just start tuning into your body and let it guide you is what we want to get to. So today, if you resonated with anything I just said, today's episode was made exactly for you. Welcome. Hi, you're going to love it. I promise. Because like I said, this is my favorite tip. I sometimes forget some of these things. They go in my programs, and until someone asks me or they say that they have this problem, like there's one video created specifically on this. So if you're in my human design lab or you're in my programs, that video is there for you to go through in the content. But I forget sometimes that it's sitting there until someone asks me or tells me that they're frustrated. And that's what this came from. One of my clients was talking about being frustrated and how she was feeling and feeling like she's following her sacral, but she's really busy and she's pouring her energy into other things and she's ending up in frustration. So I gave her this assignment because she's going on vacation. And I was like, this is a perfect time for you to do this. So before we start and we go into the actual tip, what I do want to call out is that we have a new free guide for you. If you're an entrepreneur and you are looking to build your business by design, start to position yourself as the expert in your space and in your industry, and you want to tune it to your innate specialties and gifts that only you have, we have a free guide for you. It's called Your X Factor by Design Guide. It's all about finding your brand voice through your human design. And so we put it together into a little PDF for you. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. You can DM me the word X Factor, all one word, no dash or anything in there necessary. And we will send you the link to the guide. Or you could go to NicoleLano.com/X Factor, exactly the same, no dash or anything, just X and then the word factor. And we'll link it up in the show notes for you as well. And you can download it right there. Anyway, on with the tip, okay? So most of the time, the reason we don't follow sacral and our mind takes over, at the beginning I touched on it, is that we have so many shoulds and have to's. We have so many obligations that we end up feeling like we can't follow what feels good, that we have to do what we should. This person needs me. I have to do this. First of all, count how many times a day you say that. I have to do this. I have to do that. Do you? Probably not. But life gets in the way. There are obviously sometimes things that we do have to do. You got to pick your kid up from school. You have to make dinner. There are all of these things. Now, are there better ways that you could do it that are more efficient? Possibly we can look into that, but that's not what today is about. Really, we're tackling the problem of obligation that gives you the mental out to say, I'm not going to follow my gut in this instance. I'm going to bypass my strategy, bypass my authority, and I'm going to do the thing I should do instead of the thing that feels right. So this is my answer to that. And it's called scheduling yourself a sacral day. Now, I try to have at least a portion of one every week where I am only following sacral yeses and sacral noes. So the way that you do this and not have those shoulds, have to's, and other obligations get in the way is you don't want to do this on a day where you have a full calendar, because you can't really follow sacral necessarily the whole day if you have a bunch of things that are scheduled. You got to show up. I get it. So don't do that. My client was going on vacation and I told her, I've got something for you. I have a little assignment for you. So if you're going on vacation, this is a wonderful thing to do. This is also a great thing to do if I have 2 days on my calendar that I try not to book things. Now, sometimes I have to catch something in one of them. That's why I have two of them. I actually technically have three. I have 2 days that I take calls, and then I take these other 3 days. On Mondays, I have some things, but not a lot. And then Wednesdays and Fridays, I try to have nothing or as close to nothing as possible. And the reason I do that is then I can do what I need to do. And sometimes that is I block out either the whole day and I do a sacral day, or I'll do a block of time, but nobody's looking for me. I don't have any obligations. I don't need to do anything. So I'll block out that time like you would an appointment, like you would something that you had to show up for. And then you only do what sacral says yes to. And you don't do anything that sacral does not say yes to. And if it's not a hell yes, it's a no for right now. And see what happens in those moments of waiting. See how much momentum you build for your day What do you feel like doing? What do you suddenly have energy for that has nothing to do with what it started with? Where does this trail of ahas and ah-ahs take you? It is so interesting. I promise you, if you do this regularly, you'll really tune into what it feels like. First of all, you will tune in. You'll be like, I know what an aha feels like. I know what it feels like to really be excited. I know what it feels like to really feel a yes. And I know what it feels like to have a no. And I know what it feels like for it to be somewhere in between. And I know what it feels like to be in between and not be sure and wait. Or sometimes we get it wrong. You got to give yourself some space to be like, I'm not going to get this right. It's not going to be perfect. It's an experiment. You have to be willing to let an experiment fail in order to see how it can succeed in the future. So you start to check your findings. When I would work out with a trainer, he would show me moves and he would have me do all sorts of things. But one of my greatest assets with having him there was he could tell me when my form was off. And if he showed me where to hold my leg or turn my body, I couldn't remember that necessarily. But what I could remember was what it felt like. I had muscle memory of what it felt like to get it wrong, and I had muscle memory of what it felt like to get it right. This is the same thing. You need to experiment with it so you can feel what it feels like to have the yes, have the no, have the maybe. And then it's valuable for you to know that what happens when I'm wrong and I follow it, what does that feel like? Where does that lead me? You'll start to see the benefit of following it when you see where it leads you and how much energy it gives you back. Because remember, sacral is giving you energy. When you're using its energy properly, it will make more and more energy for you. When you push against its power, and it tells you no, and you do it anyway, you are draining its power. That's why you are frustrated. That's why things feel hard. That's why you end up tired at the end of the day and like your sleep did nothing for you. This is the difference. I promise you, you will see significant changes if you start doing this regularly. So let me know what you thought about this episode. If you would like the X Factor by Design guide, which is all about developing your brand voice as an entrepreneur through the lens of your human design, if you would like that, please DM me the word X Factor on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official, or go to NicoleLano.com/X Factor and you can download it right there. Thank you for being here, for making it all the way to the end of this episode with me. I appreciate you. And remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thank you for letting us help you on your journey of becoming unshakable with human design, everyone. We will see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to NicoleLano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.